Hi, I'm Amy Kenley, and you're listening to K-Pod. Today's topic is reigniting the innovation engine, renewing the focus on people. I'm here today with Kem Parekh, who is a Calypso partner, who is our leadership and learning practice lead. Hi, Ken. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for having me.
In the current economic environment, many organizations are looking to reignite the innovation engine. They're challenged with achieving the next breakthrough innovation in extremely difficult circumstances. So the purpose of today's podcast is to discuss the need for companies to address the fuel of innovation, their people, and to effectively execute the strategy, process, and technology of innovation. Ken, maybe you could start off by talking about some of the current realities and pressures that many companies are dealing with.
Sure, Amy. Let me highlight probably three of the major things that have gone on that most people have been really wrestling with over the last few years. First of all, layoffs, cutbacks, a lot of consolidation coming from merger activity has severely limited the resources that are available for innovation. So people are really just being asked to do a lot more with less. You also have a lot of R&D budgets and staff that have gotten cut as the revenues have kind of clamped down, and we've seen a pretty severe downturn. And so the remaining resources have very limited funding and budgets to do the training and frankly, have exposure to end-to-end innovation. And then finally, what you're finding is that a lot of post-merge and existing cultures tend to be very siloed. People have been kind of got their head down, not wanting to be part of the next layoff round. And what's happened is you've got this kind of functional silo mindset that is limiting the ability to cut across the enterprise and really do true innovation. So this coupled with the realization that the only way to crank up the engine is to really deliver even more higher quality products and services quicker has created a real disconnect and a real challenge. In fact, there's a recent study that was conducted over 1,400 executives from leading firms that found 70% of those firms reported that innovation was one of their company's top three drivers of growth. But then when you probe deeper, 65% of those same executives said that they were not confident of their company's ability to execute successfully. In fact, that's a very telling number. In fact, most initiatives that we've seen and documented through this have failed to deliver the forecasted values and were ultimately classified as failures. And this is, again, the challenge that organizations are wrestling with, which is being asked to do a lot more with less, forcing key changes to organizational structures, and a renewed focus on sustaining the innovation efforts is what we're looking at, and that's what's going to fuel the innovation engine.
Sounds like a really complicated problem. So what is needed to succeed with innovation in an environment like this?
So just picking up on that same study I referenced before, 94% of those executives said that people and corporate culture were the primary drivers of innovation. And this is where our whole concept of innovation leadership is kind of built from. We have recognized, and we've been hearing this from a lot of our clients, that this is all about getting people aligned on those core objectives and immersing them in innovation and then providing them with the resources and capability to mobilize quickly and start driving results and do it in a way that really is able to sustain that kind of innovation practice. The way that we think this happens is you need to gain alignment first and foremost on those innovation goals and objectives. Too often there is an improper balance on all the things that you're trying to do. Frankly, some functional misalignment on what are the key priorities. So step one is gaining that alignment, making sure that we're all focused on the same things. Building the awareness then on what the benefits of innovation are and really helping to kind of connect the dots and recognize that innovation is the way to get the growth going. We also then think that the organizations can really do more with less, as it were, by working with their people to kind of fire on all cylinders. And the way you do that is you really want to go through an assessment process to understand what kind of capabilities do you have with the people that are in place and making sure that you're forming teams that really are able to operate as a high-performing combination of folks. You then want to really make sure that you're providing the resources, the training, and the coaching, frankly, to help them execute and deliver on innovation much faster to the marketplace. Finally, the other thing that we like to stress is that it's critical to get companies to fuel up for the long haul by giving the people the sustainable capability to continue to innovate. We like to call out the fishing analogy that this isn't about just giving them a capability. It's about providing them the resources and helping them establish the foundation so that they learn how to fish, if you will.
So can you give us a little bit more detail on the process? Where does a company start when they want to develop their people to execute on innovation?
Certainly. First and foremost, we think that there are three steps. And by the way, all of this is aligned with addressing the people. A lot of times when people think about innovation, they immediately home in on kind of process or maybe even some enabling technology that will help them meet the needs. We think that this is first and foremost about focusing on the people. The first step in doing that then is you want to create alignment. You need to get everybody, and we're talking about the executive level first, to be aligned on what the goals are, what you're trying to achieve. We then want to facilitate those conversations that get kind of create a clarity of vision and purpose, and then drill that down into a set of mission, values, and strategy. Bottom line is it's got to be shaped from the top. This direction shapes a positive atmosphere and drills through the organization and creates that culture, if you will, that we're looking for. The second thing is building capacity. We've talked a lot about this challenge of doing more with less. We are really making sure that you leverage the skills that you have in your people by forming the right kind of teams that have the right capabilities so that, for example, you're not putting kind of all your creative brainstorming types in one group and putting the execution folks in another. You want a good mix that really allows you to have a high-performing team. We think that by really understanding the strengths of your people and the capabilities that they offer, you're really going to be able to successfully execute on those aligned business strategies. And then finally, we think it's about institutionalizing innovation into the culture of the organization and leading the transformation. Now, the way we do that is we really support the leaders with sort of a one-on-one coaching to really help drive their individual transformation so they can lead their own teams and transform the organization and ultimately empowering innovation for the long haul. So in summary, it's all about creating the alignment, building capacity, and leading the transformation through a combination of coaching, high-performance team building, and setting the right culture and foundation. And if you will, making sure that you're focusing on the people so that they can fire on all cylinders and reignite that innovation engine and sustain it for the long haul.
That's great. Thanks, Ken. And for more information on Calypso and how we can help you instill best-in-class leadership capabilities, visit www.calypso.com.